This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Amy Holmes. And now on to a story that might surprise you. In China, the authorities are dealing with an outbreak of plague. I mean, plague, like the disease you associate with the Middle Ages. China says a second person has died in the northwest of the country, where 10,000 people have been quarantined.
Huge.
Huge number. And the plague is called pneumonic, as opposed to bubonic. To help us understand this and whether we should be worried by it, we're joined on the phone by Professor Hugh Pennington, a prominent voice in the world of microbiology. Thank you for joining us, Professor.
Hello there.
So, first of all, what does this mean, pneumonic plague?
Well, it's plague which has affected the lungs, and it's serious because not only is it serious for the person who has it, untreated it's lethal. You can treat it with antibiotics and people still die. But it can also be transmitted to close contacts just by the bug being in the breath. So it can spread really quite fast, certainly within a home, you know, to healthcare workers who are looking after a patient, that kind of thing.
Is this similar to the bubonic plague? I mean, when people hear this word, of course, like you get so frightened by it. Millions of people died.
Well, that's right. Well, the bubonic plague is spread by fleas, which have bitten a rodent, which is the natural home of the bug. And the fleas are infected by the bug because they suck up the blood where the bug is. And then they regurgitate their stomach contents when they feed on a person and infect them with the plague. And that's bubonic plague. The bug goes to the lymph glands. These are the buboes. They swell up. Not everybody dies of a bubonic plague. A lot do if they're not treated, but if they're treated, it's very successful treatment. Sometimes the bug spills over into the lungs, and then you get the pneumonic phase, which is this pneumonia, which is then transmitted from person to person without any need for fleas or anything like that.
So is the pneumonic plague possibly more contagious than the bubonic plague was?
Yes, essentially, bubonic plague is only contagious by this flea bite route, which normally didn't happen. It was normally the rats to the person, and then the person basically either died or got better. Pneumonic is person to person, and that's why it causes outbreaks, and that's why the Chinese are so worried about it, because they had a very big outbreak in northern China, for example, in 1910. This is before antibiotics, of course, and 60,000 people died. So I suspect they've been immunized by their history, that they take this very seriously. Serious infection for the individuals, but it can be nipped in the bud by antibiotic treatment, which basically kills off the bugs and stops transmission that way.
So how fearful should we be of this traveling the globe, of getting outside of this particular region in China?
I don't think people should be worried. I mean, you can't obviously go to this town. The Chinese are obviously putting in their traditional, very, very strict public health measures once they've appreciated there's a problem. And, of course, you know, the Chinese have had a bit of a hard time with SARS. They were a bit slow on the uptake there. So I think now they're, if anything, they're overreacting. But that's not surprising. And it's in the public interest, really. It just means that the people in that town are not going to be able to move about as easily otherwise. Remember, the plague does actually carried in the United States. You know, there is a focus of plague in the Southwest, and, you know, a few people every year get infected. This is by personal contact with wild rodents, like sort of prairie dogs and animals like that that have themselves got the plague. And this doesn't spread from person to person. It's just a purely local, single case type, quite rare, but, you know, it's enough for, you know, the CDC Atlanta to keep a very sharp eye on it.
The CDC is keeping an eye on it, and so will we here at The Takeaway. Thank you so much, Hugh Pennington, for joining us. That was Hugh Pennington, a bacteriologist at Aberdeen University.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.